आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस: इंडिया चाइना एग्री टू रिज्यूम डायरेक्ट फ्लाइट्स, रीओपन बॉर्डर ट्रेड एंड डिसाइड टू सेट अप वर्किंग ग्रुप टू एडवांस इफेक्टिव बॉर्डर मैनेजमेंट टू मेंटेन पीस। Prime Minister Narendra Modi says stable and constructive ties between India and China will contribute to regional and global peace and prosperity. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to co-chair 26th session of India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission in Moscow today. NDA candidate C.P. Radhakrishnan to file nomination for vice presidential elections today. At least 21 people killed in rain-related incidents in Maharashtra in the last 4 days. IMD issues red alert for Gujarat, Goa and parts of Maharashtra today. And Rashmika Sehgal bags gold in the 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Kazakhstan. India and China have agreed to resume direct flight connectivity between Chinese mainland and India at the earliest and finalise an updated air services agreement. Both sides came to this agreement during bilateral talks between Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in New Delhi. Our correspondent reports that the two sides had positive, constructive and forward-looking discussions during the meeting on bilateral, regional and international issues of common interest. We have a detailed report from our correspondent.
Both sides have agreed to explore and resume various official bilateral dialogue mechanisms and exchanges. These include the setting up of a working group to advance effective border management in order to maintain peace and tranquility in the Indo-China border areas. Both sides agreed to set up an expert group to explore early harvest and boundary delimitation in the India-China border areas. The two sides exchanged views on trans-border reverse cooperation and agreed to give full play to the role of India-China expert-level mechanism on trans-border rivers while maintaining communication on renewal of the relevant MOUs. India and China have reached a consensus for facilitation of visas to tourists, businesses, media and other visitors in both directions. Both sides agreed to continue and further expand the scale of the Indian pilgrimage to Mount Kailash and Lake Mansarovar in Tibet, autonomous region of China, starting next year. The Chinese sides agreed to share hydrological information during emergency situations based on humanitarian considerations. Border trade will also be reopened via 3 designated trading points, namely Lipulekh Pass, Shipkila Pass and Nathula Pass. The External Affairs Ministry noted that both sides have reiterated the importance of maintaining peace and tranquility in the border areas to promote overall development of the India-China bilateral relationship. With Suparna Saikia, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the stable and constructive ties between India and China will contribute significantly to regional and global peace and prosperity. The Prime Minister also emphasized the importance of maintaining peace and tranquility on the India-China border and reiterated India's commitment to a fair, reasonable and mutually acceptable resolution of the boundary question. Prime Minister stated this after the meeting with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Yi handed over a message and invitation from Chinese President Xi Jinping to the Prime Minister for the SCO summit being held in Tianjin. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will co-chair the 26th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation today. Dr. Jaishankar will also address the India-Russia Business Forum meeting in Moscow. We have a report.
The External Affairs Minister arrived in Moscow last evening on a 3-day official visit to Russia. During the visit, the External Affairs Minister will also meet Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and review the bilateral agenda and share perspectives on regional and global issues. The visit aims to further strengthen the long-standing and time-tested India-Russia special and privileged strategic partnership. Mr. Jaishankar's visit follows the National Security Advisor Ajit Doval's recent visit to Moscow, where he held discussions with Russian President Vladimir Putin, First Deputy Prime Minister Manturov and Secretary of the Security Council Sergei Shoigu. Jigyasa Pandey, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will introduce the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganization Amendment Bill 2025 with the Lok Sabha today to further amend the existing Jammu and Kashmir Reorganization Act 2019. During the session, Mr. Shah is also expected to move the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill 2025 and the Government of Union Territories Amendment Bill 2025. Meanwhile, Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwani Vaishnav will introduce the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025 in the lower house of the Parliament. The bill will be moved to promote and regulate the online gaming sector. The bill is also stated to protect individuals, especially youth and vulnerable populations, from the adverse social, economic, psychological and privacy-related impacts of such games. The National Democratic Alliance NDA's vice presidential candidate C.P. Radhakrishnan will file his nomination today. All NDA leaders will participate in the nomination filing process. During the NDA parliamentary party meeting, which was held in New Delhi yesterday, Prime Minister Modi introduced NDA's vice presidential candidate C.P. Radhakrishnan and felicitated him. Briefing media after the meeting, Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that Prime Minister Modi appealed to all MPs, including those from the opposition, to elect him unanimously. Meanwhile, opposition INDIA bloc has fielded former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy as his candidate for the vice presidential election. The vice presidential election will be held on the 9th of next month. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. At least 21 people have died in the last 4 days due to rain and flood-related incidents across Maharashtra. The torrential rain still continues in Mumbai, Thane, Palghar, Konkan and other parts of Maharashtra on the fourth consecutive day. 8 persons alone have died in Nanded district, which is severely affected by flood. According to IMD, Mumbai has received a record rainfall of around 300 millimetres, disrupted the normal life in the city. The weather agency issued red alert to Vidarbha region today. We have a report.
Due to heavy rain, suburban train services were disrupted for a few hours in the evening but resumed later as conditions improved. Many long-distance trains were also affected. Air travel was affected, with at least 14 incoming flights in Mumbai Airport aborting their landings and 5 others being diverted due to poor weather conditions. Monorail services were impacted, with 2 separate incidents requiring rescue operations after the downpour caused service disruptions. In response to rising water levels, approximately 500 residents near the Mechi River were rescued and relocated to safer locations. The Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation announced a holiday for school, colleges and government offices. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for Mumbai, Thane and Palghar for today and a red alert for Raigarh. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
The spell of monsoon rain is continuing intermittently in some districts of Himachal Pradesh today as well. In Kullu district, a cloudburst occurred on the Peej Hill at around 3:30 a.m. today, due to which heavy stones and debris entered the drain flowing through the Shastri Nagar town, causing damage to about 4 vehicles. However, no loss of life has been reported. The Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for rainfall in the state till August 25th. In Telangana, reservoirs over Krishna and Godavari rivers are nearing critical levels following incessant heavy rains in the catchment areas. Reservoirs including the Sri Ram Sagar project, Sripada Yellampalli and Nizam Sagar projects over River Godavari and its tributaries are under pressure, with heavy inflows following heavy rains. The authorities have opened gates to prevent overtopping and to balance irrigation needs, drinking water supply and flood safety. Meanwhile, IMD has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Goa and coastal areas of Maharashtra for today. The IMD also predicted heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh and eastern Rajasthan for the next 2 to 3 days. Similar conditions are expected over Madhya Pradesh, Sikkim, Chhattisgarh and sub-Himalayan West Bengal during the next 7 days. In the southern parts of the nation, these conditions will also prevail over coastal areas of Karnataka and Telangana today. The weather agency has also forecast very light to light rain with thundershowers till tomorrow over Delhi, NCR. India Post has announced that it has entered a new era of digital transformation with a nationwide rollout of IT 2.0 advanced postal technology. Developed indigenously by the Center for Excellence in Postal Technology, the system runs on the government's Meghraj 2.0 cloud and is supported by BSNL's nationwide connectivity. The new system offers several next-generation features, including a unified interface, QR code-based payments, OTP-based delivery, and a 10-digit alphanumeric DigiPin to improve accuracy. U.S. President Donald Trump made it clear that U.S. troops will not be sent to Ukraine as part of any potential deal to end Russia's war. Trump, in a TV interview, also said that Ukraine's hopes of joining NATO and regaining the Crimean Peninsula from Russia are impossible. The Republican president, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, and other European leaders held hours of talks at the White House yesterday aimed at bringing an end to Russia-Ukraine conflict. The president also said that he's optimistic that a deal can be reached to end the Russian invasion, but he underscored that Ukraine will have to set aside its hope of getting back Crimea, which was seized by Russian forces in 2014, and its long-held aspirations of joining the NATO military alliance. In northern Nigeria, at least 27 worshippers were killed and several injured when armed bandits attacked a mosque. Gunmen opened fire inside a mosque as Muslims gathered to pray in the remote community of local government area yesterday. No one has immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, but such attacks are common in Nigeria's northwestern and north central regions where local herders and farmers often clash over limited access to land and water. In the 16th Asian Shooting Championship, Rashmika Sehgal has won gold, India's third individual yellow medal, on day two of the competition at Simkent in Kazakhstan. Rashmika clinched the junior women's air pistol crown yesterday. Early in the day, Manu Bhakar, a double Olympic bronze medalist, bagged another individual international medal in the women's 10-meter air pistol final to finish third. At the ongoing Under-20 World Wrestling Championships, wrestler Sumit Malik settled for a silver medal after a 5-8 loss to Russia's Magomed Ortzamirov in the men's 57-kilogram category in Samokov, Bulgaria. In the women's event, Srishti advanced to the final of the 68-kilogram category, securing a 7-3 victory over Germany's Laura Kohler in the semifinals. In the women's 57-kilogram category, Tapasya stunned defeating champion Sowaka Uchida of Japan 4-3 to book a place in the final. This was Uchida's first international defeat after 14 consecutive wins. And women's team will begin the SAF Under-17 Women's Championship 2025 campaign with a clash against Nepal at the Changlimithang Stadium in Thimphu, Bhutan today. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Abhishek. India-China revisit 2005 agreement to resolve ex-boundary dispute, leads the Tribune. The upcoming vice presidential elections gets prominent mention in most of the dailies. South versus South, opposition names ex-Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy as vice presidential pick, says Hindustan Times. Army steps in as rain wreaks havoc across Maharashtra, writes the Pioneer. Air Force will get 97 LCA Tejas MK1A jets, reports the Asian Age. Prime Minister likely to attend high-level military meet in Kolkata to address infiltration issues, speculates the Statesman. Centre set to ban online real money gaming, bill likely in Parliament today, reports the Indian Express. And finally, a 300-year-old violin, the Carriedus, once owned by composer Niccolo Paganini, is to be played at a top UK classical music festival, reports the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India-China agreed to resume direct flights, reopen border trade and decide to set up working group to advance effective border management to maintain peace. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says stable and constructive ties between India and China will contribute to regional and global peace and prosperity. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to co-chair 26th session of India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission in Moscow today. NDA candidate C.P. Radhakrishnan to file nomination for vice presidential elections today. At least 21 people killed in rain-related incidents in Maharashtra in the last 4 days. IMD issues red alert for Gujarat, Goa and parts of Maharashtra today. And Rashmika Sehgal bags gold in the 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Kazakhstan. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.